All right, thank you very much, Lando. Lando's in for DJ, who is off gallivanting across the globe once again.
Off.
So over the weekend...
He travels a lot for a poor.
Well, I think he's not married, but his live-in companion is...
Don't call him a poor.
Poor. Is doing quite well. According to DJ. Sponsor?
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
All right. Thanks, Ham. So over the weekend, I had a little boondoggle planned for Saturday, in which I would zip out to my buddy Cam, who you know. You know Cameron from the Lajitas trip.
Sure.
So Cam has a newly acquired lake property, and he invited him.
Wow.
I know, right? Right? He does so well.
All your friends
He's
acquire
so wealthy.
Properties.
Right. So he has, over the last couple of years, invited us out there to spend the weekend. Now, I have not been out there. I've never made it to Cam's before because of scheduling issues, and maybe we were at camp one year, or I had kid stuff going on and couldn't do it. So this is my first foray to get to spend the weekend out there. And really...
Do they have a barn dominium shell?
No. Not a shell. But he did invite about 12 or so of us out there. It's a big group to be crashing all over the house. And, you know, it's the whole lake thing. You just spend the weekend out there and get on the jet skis and the boats and cook food and hang out and listen to music and blah, blah, blah. So it started on a Friday. While we were doing our show in Oklahoma, they had a big Friday in which a lot of them went and played golf. Then they had a big night Friday night. Well, I did not have a big night Friday because I was coming back from Oklahoma, and I was like, I'll just get there on Saturday. So Saturday, wake up, do my due diligence, get ready, and I head out there around noonish or so.
Bid your family goodbye?
Out of town.
Okay.
So they're gone. So, yeah, I had really...
You answer to no one.
I answer to no one. I had an 18-year-old that was at home, and he took care of the animals, thank God. And so off I went. So I head out there, and I get there, like I said, around 1 o'clock. And it's not very far. It's an hour and 15-minute drive. You would think that you have traveled much further, and I'll get to that here in just a second, because it's kind of small-town lake and whatnot. So...
Off the DEA radar.
Totally. So I get out there, and I find his house, and all the cars are parked out there, and I open the front door, and I walk in. And I walk into the main living room, and I'm like, I see there's like five or six guys sitting on the couches watching the British Open wrap up Saturday's coverage. And it looked like that I walked into zombie land because they had a big night the night before.
No way.
Right? And so I'm looking down at one of my buddies, and I'm like, you don't look good. And he was like, I don't feel good. And he had just...
It was a scene when they got to Jesse Pinkman's house. After the Rager and like the robot is,
there's spray paint on the wall.
Badgers in there, just passed out.
So my buddy, he was like, I don't feel good. I've just had an incident in which out of nowhere, I started sweating profusely and it's like he jumped in the lake and
he got a brain amoeba.
I don't know what happened to him, but it was not good. And he was sitting in the chair. He couldn't move. And they were like, oh, yeah, you should have seen him. It was ridiculous. I've never seen somebody sweat like this ever before. And I was like, wow, okay, wild. And so then I walk outside. There's a group of guys outside. And I'm like, bro, that is a rough scene in there with these guys. What happened last night? And they're like, oh, you know, this and that, whatever.
You know.
And it didn't seem like that big a deal. So I talked to those guys for a little bit. And then I walk back in, and I'm like, where's Cameron? The guy owns the house. And I walk back in, and I'm kind of looking around, and I'm like, I guess he's on the boat? And then someone is like, they're like, what are you looking for Cameron? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, he went to the ER. I was like, what? I'm sorry, what?
Burying the lead.
Yeah.
Is this when you got kicked in the ball?
I'm in the place for like 20 minutes. The guy who owns it invited all of us there, isn't there, no one said a word until they were like, oh, yeah, yeah, him. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, he's at the ER. What? I'm like, go on. So apparently during Friday's round of golf, he wasn't feeling very good. He felt this like pain sensation on his left side. And it got worse throughout the day. The next morning, I guess Saturday morning, he went and like got some Pepto-Bismol thinking that it was just maybe something stomach related.
Strolling in the cold.
Nothing really worked. The pain got a little bit worse. And the powers that be that were there were smart enough to tell him, why don't you just go to the doctor now? Just see. Like, go to the ER if it's, because you don't want to be doing this at 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
And so.
Where is the closest ER?
So it's in the, it's Cedar Creek Lake, and so it's in Athens, which is, I think, 25 minutes away. So they offered, I wasn't there yet, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
They offered to take him. He was like, no, 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 I got this. I'll be fine. So off he goes, the host of the weekend. So I roll in. He's not there. And I'm like, well, this is weird. And so we're like, I'm like, so we're just kind of waiting on this results or whatever. And they're like, yeah, there's nothing we can do. I was like, all right. Anybody have any beer or anything? And everyone's like, you know, having beers and running out on the jet skis and everything. And it was kind of like, all right, this is whatever. Let's go. And about 2 hours later, we get word that he is getting ready to go under the knife to have his appendix taken out.
Oh, my gosh.
That night or that afternoon.
Nailed it.
Like, it was serious enough to where they were like, yeah, bud, we need to do this right now.
Had it ruptured yet?
No, it hadn't ruptured.
Okay.
It hadn't ruptured.
But if he had waited, it might have.
Yes. Yeah, might have ruptured. So he did the right thing. And so, again, now the guy who's hosting is in surgery. So what do you do?
Yeah, who gets his land at this point?
That's so funny. We were texting him back and forth about squatters' rights and everything about who owns it. And
Where's the title for the jet skis?
The funniest text was from, because obviously Cameron is staying in the master bedroom.
Yeah.
And immediately when Cam sent the text of like, I have to have emergency appendectomy surgery, the next group text was from one of our group that said, I get the master bedroom tonight. So,
man.
Yeah, so he goes under the knife. Well, to compound things, out of that group of people that were staying there, four of them have a band, and the band got hired to play this
Foo Fighters?
This little bar out by Cedar Creek Lake. All right, so they're kind of locked into that. We were all going to go to that too, obviously. That's why we're going. And so there's 15 of us, and we're like, well, let's just do this for Cam. Meanwhile, my wife, I told her what was going on, mortified. I cannot believe you guys are A, not at the hospital, B, back home, clean up his lake house and get out of there. Go. His wife was in New York. His kids are at camp. He had no one there. And but we were just like, yeah, but the band and
what he would have wanted,
the jet skis, the master
it's like
bedroom.
Hangover 4.
Yes, totally.
Got a tiger walking around.
So we all soldier forward as good friends do.
Courage.
And we go at about 6-7 o'clock. We head down the road. It's a very, very short drive to this place called Red's, which is on Cedar Creek Lake. It's about as big as this room. And in the back, there's a little yard and a patio where they set the band up. Inside, there's nothing. It's a pool table, and that's really it. It is tiny. So we get there, and again, let's say there's 12, 15 of us there. They don't do a ton of business, I don't think, outside of groups like that. And so we get there, and there are locals there that had heard that there was going to be a band there.
What don't you want?
And so we talk to the locals, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But we're all kind of hanging out with each other, as you would. We're all buddies. So the band starts playing, and the band plays, and at some point, they take a break. And at this point, I don't even think there's more than 8 or 10 locals that are there outside of our group, which puts the total number at 20-something people that are there. But there was a girl that was about our age that we saw talking to she didn't talk to me, but she was talking to a couple of people in our traveling party.
Lake Hot?
Lake.
Do you remember her?
Just Lake. Oh, yeah, I remember because we were trying to guess how old she was.
Okay, well.
Yeah. And
top 1%.
And, yes, exactly.
Leatherface?
So, after the band finishes their first set, they take a break, and this is probably 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night. The girl that was talking to a couple of our friends walks over, commandeers the microphone, okay? So at this point, the band had kind of peeled off, walked over to where we were. She goes up where the stage was, grabs a microphone, and looks out at everyone, goes, y'all, I just want to say something. And everybody kind of turns around and looks at her. And she goes, despite what everyone is saying about this group of guys, they are not gay. And then everyone, I mean, like a freaking record scratch.
Wow.
Anyway, just want to let y'all know that. So y'all have fun.
Speaking about you?
All of us. The group.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like Reds had been taken over by...
by the gays.
A pack of gays.
Right?
We're all like a bunch of freaking middle-aged married dudes that were just out there having a good
bunch
time.
Bunch of Dallas metrosexuals.
Yes, exactly.
Look, if we want to get away from our wives slickers. And families and all hang out together for a weekend, why do you think that's weird?
If we're all fighting over the master.
Do you know how freaking weird that is? Despite what y'all are saying over there, I just want y'all to know.
At least two of them have touched me inappropriately.
They are not gay, and I think y'all need to know that.
So Ham's guess was close.
Yes, you were close. Ham,
yes.
Ham thought my tease was that we all had gay sex over the weekend. I was accused of it. Do you know how weird that is for someone to get up there and say that?
To make the announcement to the rest of the locals.
Yes.
Despite what you are thinking, these
despite
guys.
Despite the hot rumor at the bar.
That a bus full of 12 Dallas dudes, you can't even be together just because there were no girls there.
Your mesh t-shirt didn't help, though.
Every one of y'all is gay. And we're all just looking at each other like, what? This is the weirdest social moment. This is such an awkward Larry David type moment where you're just like,
so this perpetuates a stereotype out in the rural parts of the state.
Yes.
That if you don't have a girl right next to you,
homosexual,
you're gay.
You're looking for dudes.
Or you're not wearing a cowboy hat. See, if you had bought a cowboy hat and taken Julie two-stepping, then you wouldn't have been mistaken for gay.
Probably not, but she was out of town. She wouldn't want to come over there anyway. So
you had a couple drinks in you.
Right, yeah, right.
So did any of your friends like just kind of shrug the shoulders and like, well, we may as well.
I was in such a state of shock. I'm like, did this really just happen?
They're going to say what they're going to say. We might as well.
And like you turn around to the locals that were there and they were like nodding. They're like, oh, thank God.
This guy's wearing flip-flops here.
Short pants. And flip-flops.
But your buddy's okay, right?
That was the other thing. Our poor Cam had gotten out of surgery.
Yeah.
We had him on FaceTime, like, as our other friend, watching the band. The phone
yeah,
was
here's
pointed.
Our friend dying of AIDS.
A butt buddy friend.
He's got AIDS.
He can't be here.
He's got AIDS.
So your wife thought that you guys would all go stay in the waiting room for him?
Yes. That we would all drive out
there.
Like
he was just in a horrible crash and we're all waiting to hear word from the doctor on whether he's going to pull through.
Yeah. There was a conversation of like, is anybody weirded out by this right now that we should not be here?
Did he need to get picked up? Did somebody need to go pick him up and drive his car for him?
So we did have a car exchange. There was, yes, some of the traveling party were very kind and they drove the 30 minutes to get the truck, bring it back. His wife flew in from New York to go to the hospital the next day.
And you guys are all sleeping over every couch and floor and she walks in.
Dude, so we waited. We tried to clean the house up as best we could.
Oh, wow.
And then we all waited, or a lot of us did wait for Cam to come back from the hospital with his wife. And his mom, who came in from Dallas as well, to stay at the hospital with him.
So. Oh, wow. Yeah.
So these are your good friends.
Yes, that just used all of your lake equipment. And then being all super.
The refrigerator is just completely empty.
It's
of
gone.
Everything. There's
it's
like
gone.
One stick of butter left.
Right. And to make matters worse, now there's going to be a sign on their door, like their tag, like the scarlet letter of the homosexuals of Cedar Creek Lake.
We left the house unlocked one day and came back and it was
everyone's
filled.
Gay with the gays.
Okay.
The balls on that woman to do that, though, man.
Well, she was sticking up for you.
But yeah. No. We're like, what if we were gay? Who cares?
She just wanted to make sure the locals were comfortable.
God, I wish I would have thought of, this is our friend Cam who's dying of AIDS. You want to see gay.
Just incredible.
So there you go. There's my little lake story for the weekend. Shout out to Cam.
Yeah.
All hail Cam.
Best wishes, Cam.